and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for that complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KBOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, 23rd of January, fog and 33 degrees on our way to a daytime high of 38 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KBOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Lee Alderman, giving an update this morning on Abundant Harvest and the Emporia Rescue Mission. Lee, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Glad to have you in here today. How are things going for you today?
Well, things are going pretty good. We do have a large truck on the way to Topeka to hit up Frito-Lay for another semi-load of chips. They left at 6:15 this morning, and they'll be back about 9:30. And it's a little rough out there on the turnpike. They called me and said things are going smoothly, but it is a little rough driving with the fog and such.
Well, you have been active handing out stuff at Abundant Harvest. I think it was lettuce yesterday. Then you had produce boxes, cereal, grapefruit, potatoes. You've had chips here in the past couple of weeks, and lettuce and bananas, all kinds of stuff, Lee.
Yeah, we're doing about 60,000 meals worth of food a month. It's two semi-loads a month that we're able to process through our facility and distribute. The bulk of that comes from the Kansas Food Bank in Wichita and Frito-Lay, and then we have about 30 other businesses here in Emporia that donate food on a weekly basis. And so we go out and pick up that food in different vehicles, get it back to our facility, get it processed, and we start distributing that food. We distribute food 5 days a week over there.
Yeah. So. I think I know the answer to this question, but when you put this food out, is there any left?
Typically, no. Yeah. Sometimes there's a little bit of lettuce left, and that does not go to waste because we have a local gentleman here in town that has a hog farm, and he stops and picks up any lettuce that's been sitting there for a day or two, and he takes it out to his hog farm, and he said the hogs just go nuts over it. So none of our food goes to waste, and we don't even post it unless we have, you know, 3 to 5 pallets worth of food, because we have enough traffic through there on a daily basis that if we have less than 3 to 5 pallets, they just take it. You know, we don't have to advertise it. So, but we've been very blessed and at Abundant Harvest, and it's staying very busy. I don't know, it just seems like more people are wanting our food, and so we're doing the best we can to get it out there.
That was going to be my next question, Lee, is how much of an increase have you seen, say, year to year at Abundant Harvest with the demand, and what are you seeing as need, or really the needs that are driving that demand?
Well, things have almost doubled for us in terms of people coming over there to get food in the last, say, year and a half, 2 years. And so the Kansas Food Bank come up and met with us, and they said what has happened is that during COVID, several small communities around us, probably a 30, 35, 40-mile radius, had pantries. And he said that after COVID, those pantries kind of went away, and he said, so we're the pantry now for a lot of communities. And they're coming down as far as Osage City to stock up their pantries and some of their facilities with our food, and they're coming from different communities. And so we're serving a bigger region, and the need is great.
Is this something, is this something here that you had anticipated coming here, Lee, specifically with Abundant Harvest and expanding that service area? Was this part of the plan, or is this one of those things which is kind of organically developed?
Well, it just kind of organically developed. We started noticing it about a year ago. We're like, what's going on? And so then we start exploring what's going on, but it's just, and the food prices in the grocery stores have caused so many problems for people. It's just real expensive now to get good quality food. And so we do our best to provide the fresh vegetables, the fresh lettuce, and things like that that they need. But we have a partnership with Frito-Lay now. They're giving us actually 1 to 2 semi-loads a month. And so we're getting a lot of product from them that we're distributing back to the region. You know, once again, this stuff's going out, you know, anywhere in locally, obviously, but out to 30, 40-mile radius.
And you're still doing the evening meals, Lee?
Yes. Yes, we have those hot meals Monday and Wednesday at 4 p.m. We encourage folks to just drive over. It's curbside. You pull up. We put it in your vehicle. If you can't get there, you call LCAT, and they'll make sure you get a meal.
Outstanding. What's the timing for those as far as the evening meals are concerned?
Well, we usually prepare 70-plus meals, and we give them out between 4 and 4:30.
Okay, got it.
Shifting. So things in good shape in your kitchen there, Lee?
Yes, things okay. The kitchen's doing. We did blow a pipe yesterday. We had one pipe freeze, a water pipe. We were able to get the water shut off, and I personally was able to just cut the pipe, copper pipe, and splice it with a shark bite, and everything's back running normal.
Days of the Flint Hills Technical there College kind of coming back into the picture, right?
Yes, there you go.
Man, well, speaking of operations, how are things going at the Rescue Mission? Kind of shifting over now, because I would assume with the freeze that we had and the really, you know, those brutal wind chill temperatures that we've had earlier this month, that you've had a lot of demand for the space that you've had available.
Well, here's how it's gone, actually, the past few years. And just these past few weeks, we do have cold weather rules. We keep our day room at the mission open for men to stay overnight if they just need a place overnight. We do require them to get a background check just to avoid any legal problems with them and us and things like that. But and if they don't want to get a background check to stay there, we do give them a fresh set of clothing. And if we have blankets, we give them a blanket to take with them. So we try to take care of everybody that comes over there that needs something. We are out of blankets, so if anybody has blankets, we'll take them. But when the temperature dips below 20 degrees, we stop seeing people almost, period. It just kind of like freezes. Nobody comes around after 20 degrees. I don't know where they're at or what they're doing, but we just don't get requests at when it gets below 20 degrees. They're harboring and they're staying somewhere, but they're not coming out much.
So what about your numbers right now? How many guys in the Rescue Mission are you housing?
Well, we're housing up to 15, and we do have, I think, maybe 1 or 2 beds. We just had someone move out. But we stay close to full almost every week.
You'd mentioned here about the needs that you have. In addition to the immediate needs, what are you seeing as needs as we get through the rest of the winter?
You know, our primary needs right now are just financial. You know, we have no full-time employees, not even myself. We just have part-time people, really volunteers doing most of our work for us. And so we just need funds now to help pay the electricity bills and utilities and just things like that. So that's our biggest need, financial.
All right, Lee. So in case anybody would like really more information, I want to say specifically about Abundant Harvest now. How do they wind up getting that information?
Well, they can go to our website, emporiummission.org, and we have a PayPal account, so they can just go on there and donate through PayPal. And that was actually set up by Aaron Harder,
who <All right. laughs>
did some community service for you guys, and he did a tremendous job. I can't believe he did that. He's just so gracious and so busy, but Aaron Harder set that up for us a few months ago, and because we were still having people trying to write checks and send checks to our P.O. box, and he's like, Lee, people don't write checks anymore. You got to do something different. So he jumped in and spent a day or two helping us out, so we're very thankful.
I feel kind of odd now because we still write checks.
I'm part
of the nobody crowd.
There you are. Me too.
Outstanding. Lee, anything else you wanted to bring up here, either with Abundant Harvest or the Rescue Mission here this morning?
Not at this point in time. It's just that if folks need food, we do put out food usually, well, we put it out 5 days a week about 4 a.m. to get everybody going into the factories, coming out of the factories. 5 days a week we have food over there, so show up to pick it up. And usually 3 to 4 days a week we set out food again at 8 o'clock. So we just, like I say, if we have less than 3 pallets, we're not going to advertise it because we know 3 pallets will go pretty quick. So just encourage people to drive by and check it out if they can.
And don't forget the hot meals twice a week at Abundant Harvest, 1028 Whittier, here in Emporia. Well, Lee, keep up the great work. Thanks to you and your volunteers for all you do.
All right. You guys have a good day.
You too.
See you later. Lee Alderman. Abundant Harvest and Emporia Rescue Mission with us on our primetime Newsmaker, Chuck.
All right. If you want to be part of the Newsmaker spot at 7:20 every weekday, you got to wait until next week because next week is open, at least for now. This week is full. But you can call us, 620-342-1400, or you can email kvwe at kvwe.com if you'd like to talk about your event or activity or your operations. Did want to let you know that we'll get a similar update tomorrow with Emporia Salvation Army Captain Miley Haddon, 7:20 here on KVOE.
And our primetime newsmaker brought to you this morning by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapies. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. 7:30, fog, 33 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
GTFO! TD, that's right. It's our Get the Footwear Out the Door sale happening now at Brown Shoe Fit Company. Save an additional 20%.